Beyond Shakespeare is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Hello and welcome to this random scene from Fair M, the Miller's Daughter of Manchester, by The Unknown. Though recently attributed to Thomas Kidd, make of that what you will. It was recorded live at our revel season on Thursday, the 14th of December, 2023, and it's a dialogue between the miller with his daughter, Fair M, about this cruel and unforgiving world. With Rule Fox as the miller, and Emma Kemp as Fair M. A scene from Fair M. Enjoy.
Come, daughter. We must learn to shake off pomp, to leave the state that erst beseemed a knight and gentleman of no mean descent, to undertake this homely miller's trade. Thus must we mask to save our wretched lives, threatened by conquest of this hapless isle, whose sad invasions by the conqueror have made a number such as we subject, their gentle necks unto their stubborn yoke of drudging labour and base peasantry. And thou, sweet M, must stoop to high estate to join with mine, that thus we may protect our harmless lives, which, led in greater ports, would be an envious object to our foes that seek to root all Britain's gentry from bearing countenance against their tyranny.
Good father, let my full resolved thoughts, with settled patience to support this chance, be some poor comfort to your aged soul, for therein rests the height of my estate, that you are pleased with this dejection, and that all toils my hands may undertake may serve to work your worthiness content.
Thanks, my dear daughter. These thy pleasant words transfer my soul into a second heaven, and in thy settled mind my joys consist, my state revived, and I in former plight. Although our outward pomp be thus abased, and thrall to drudging, stayless of the world, let us retain those honourable minds that lately governed our superior state, wherein true gentry is the only mean that makes us differ from base millers born. Though we expect no knightly delicates, nor thirst in soul for former sovereignty, yet may our minds as highly scorn to stoop to base desires of vulgar's worldliness as if we were in our precedent way. And, lovely daughter, since thy youthful years must needs admit as young affections, and that sweet love unpartial perceives her dainty subjects through every part, in chief receive these lessons from my lips, the true discovers of a virgin's due. Now that I know my mind, something inclined to favour Manville's suit, a gentleman, thy lover, in protest, and that thou mayst not be by love deceived, but try his meaning fit for thy desert. In pursuit of all amorous desires, regard thine honour. Let not vehement sighs nor earnest vows importing fervent love render thee subject to the wrath of lust. For that, transformed to form of sweet delight, will bring thy body and thy soul to shame. Chaste thoughts and modest conversations of proof to keep out all enchanting vows, vain sighs, forced tears and pitiful aspects are they that make deformed ladies fair. Poor rich, and such enticing men that seek of all but only present grace, shall in perseverance of a virgin's due prefer the most refusers to the choice of such a soul as yielded what they thought.
And scene. If you'd like to delve more into the play, at time of recording we have exploring session read-throughs, and maybe more in the future. Links in the show description. If you'd like to hear more from this play, become a patron and lobby for a production. We follow our patrons' lead, and you can vote once a year for more work on any play, but we are infinitely bribeable. Support our work at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can throw us a one-off bonus at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye. And scene.